I had honestly had planned to speak about Shmiras Einayim Part 3, and then it occurred to me that this is right. It's Rosh Chodesh, Rabbeisai. Rosh Chodesh Adar, so it's time to do a Rikud. We can't dance right now because I have to give a shmuz. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, we go right into Purim. That's it. Everybody knows we've been waiting too long for these moments. And the truth is, I feel like I don't know if you're allowed to have a favorite day or a favorite time, but this is my favorite time. Purim's my favorite day. It's something that a time where I feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to let me get a little bit closer than I could usually get. And everybody feels this way. It seems like everybody feels this way. It's not just because we're drunk. It does help. Helps a lot. But there's something special about Purim among all of the Yomim Tovim. And perhaps one of the major nakudas over here is that Purim really is our Yontif. Why is it our Yontif? L'maisa, it's the only Yontif that we have that's a Yontif of Galus. It's a Yontif of Galus. In fact, the Derech Hashem, who knows how to define things with razor sharp, quartz precision, laser accuracy, he says the following thing. He's Magdir, the Yontif of Chanukah. He says, Chanukah, we had a fight with Yavon. And he says, Purim le'inyin hatzalosim shel Yisrael b'golus bavel v'chazaras kabbalas ha'tayra. Two nakudas. Purim, we know, Klal Yisrael got the Torah again. Well, maybe we'll have a time to discuss that. But there's a nakuda over here that Purim was in Golus Bavel. He doesn't tell you where the Chanukah story is. It's always the stories there. You know, it doesn't matter. The location's not part of the Yontif. By Purim, it's a holiday of Golus. It's hard to describe what Klal Yisrael was going through. This was an unprecedented situation in Klal Yisrael. After Churban Bayis, no one really understood how things operate at this point in Jewish history. We haven't done this before. And there was a tremendous amount of confusion. And it's very similar to what we live with today. Today, we can relate to such a problem. It's an experience that's identical to where we are today. A lot of times, I scratch my head, where are we going? Where's Hashem going with all this? What's the plan? Where's the movement? What are we doing over here? So what is Purim? L'maisa, what is Purim for us? So there's an amazing part of Purim that unfortunately we zip right through. It's at the end of the Megillah. It's called the Asher Heini. Right? People go, and then go, Shoshanas Yaakov, right? There's actually something people say. You can see it. I have it here in the Siddur, collecting dust. But there's something people say over here, the Asher Heini. And the Machzor Vitri actually says, a shocking Kiddush, that this is from Anshei Knesset Agdola. This is extremely early. And it goes through an aleph beis of all the things that went on in Purim. And it ends afterwards. After it finishes, Sheishanis Yaakov Ishin, Shua Sama Yisrael Anetzach V'tikvasam B'chol Dover Dor is tough. And now, what's the point of all of this? Lehoidia. Lehoidia means the purpose of all this is to make known. That means this is the crescendo of the whole thing. We just went through the entire aleph beis. Then Shin Shoshanis Yaakov Talvus Samecha Chua Sama Yisrael Enetzach Tikvasim Chol Dor V'Dor. Why? Why did we have this Yontif? Anshei Knesset Agdola, according to the Machzor Vitri, quite an exciting piece. Lehoidia Shekol Koyvecha Lo Yevoishu V'Lo Yikamel Enetzach Kol Echoisim Bo. Anyone who trusts in Hashem will not be embarrassed. Interesting. What is this nakuda of embarrassment? It's a very big sugi over here. This is the point of Purim, that anyone who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be embarrassed. And Lemaisa, the Makar, even though this is, according to Machzor Vitri, Anshei Knesset Agdola, it's Grata Machlokes, but the Makar is a Yalkut Shimoini. The Yalkut Shimoini says, Becha Batchu in Tehillim Chaf Beis, Becha Batchu, Elu Mordechai v'Esther. Who trusted in you? Mordechai and Esther. Elecha Zaku, they screamed towards you. Divrei Tzoymais v'Zakosam, the fast and the tefillas. V'loi Baishu, and they weren't embarrassed. What is lo boishu? Pasuk in Tehillim, la Yehudim haisa'ira v'simcha. They weren't embarrassed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. This is a new concept for us, this idea of embarrassment. What does this mean? The whole Purim is based on not being embarrassed about something. And there's something really, really incredible here, and this is the chizuk that if you go with this, this Purim, I'd be as called tzedek, and any Purim, this is the nekuda. This is the nekuda. Not to feel embarrassed. Not to feel embarrassed about what? Not to feel embarrassed about what? L'maisa, we find in Tehillim a fascinating pasuk. The pasuk says, Tehillim chaf hei beis. Eloi kai, Hashem, b'chol batachti, I believed in you. Al evoisha, don't embarrass me. Speak to Hashem this way. David says, Hashem, I believed in you. Don't embarrass me. What does this mean? Says the Metzudis and the Radak over here, it says even clearer. Lemaisa, it's more chad in the Radak. Sheim loy teitein li she'elasi. If you don't give me what I want, Hashem, yesh li boishes, bibit chayni, I'm going to be embarrassed for believing in you. State in the Radak that the busha of somebody who believes in something, you know, like when you're trying with your chavrusa, you're like banking that you're right. You guys are going at each other for hours, and then you have to eventually go to your Rebbe and see who's right, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, wow, I feel stupid. Right? I've been arguing this point. Sometimes these arguments go on for weeks, and like, oh, you misread that. Oh, ew. We've been fighting about this, screaming about this in the basement. You're like, sorry. Burst the bubble, right? If I bet on something, if I assume something, and it doesn't go that way, it is mortifying, Rabosai. It's mortifying. If I'm saying something's going to happen and I'm putting all of my chips on this and it doesn't happen, it's mortifying. It's mortifying. And again, in Yeshaya, the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Yeshaya Memtes. Says the Navi, Yeshaya, Vahayu malachim umnayich, v'sarasei minikosayich, apayim eretz yishagvu. All the goyim are going to serve us. They're going to become our maidservants. They're going to take care of us. They're going to eat our dust. V'achver raglayich lacheku, v'yadata ki ani Hashem, and you're going to know that I'm Hashem. Lo yevoishu koivai. The people who believed in me will not be embarrassed. A major nekuda. It's embarrassing. L'maisa, it's embarrassing. What's embarrassing? It's embarrassing. A person comes, he's got emunah, he's got bitachon, but let's be real for a second. In a world like today, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're saying, you'll see. You'll see. It's a matter of time. But there's a tension. There's a tension of busha. Where's the busha coming from? From our bitachon. I'm sorry to speak this way. From our bitachon. From the bitachon itself. I remember there was a skula of Rav Dayan Fisher Zatzal. Amazing skula. I had three friends who did this, and all three of them had the identical outcome. Dayan Fisher Zatzal had a skula that if you had a breech baby, your baby was not head first, and you needed to flip. If not, it's, you know, it's serious. You could have a surgery. If a baby's not in position, it's not a good situation. He had a skula, you would go to him, and he would tell you to go to some stream near Mivaseret. Oh, we got one in the crowd. We can add a fourth. Okay. Go to the stream, okay? I kid you not. Okay, this was an Adam Gadol Adba Oyed. He was a Kola Tarakula Dikiyed. He would tell you to go to the stream. And there, I'm not getting this exactly probably, but you would stick your head underwater. First, you see if anyone's around, because this is quite embarrassing, right? Stick your head underwater, grab some water. Your wife lies on the floor, opens her mouth, you spit in her mouth this water. And lo and behold, one of the people I know, a good friend of mine, as he's there, does this, whoop, rotates on the spot. Not bad. Another friend of mine, I had to watch his kids when he was doing this. It was Levedik. Came home with the same results. But there was a third friend. The third friend, a big, big Talmud Chacham, but he comes from a more modern background. And him and his wife, breech baby problem, no problem, they're leaving. Oh, but the parents are here to take care of the kids. Where are you going? Where are you going? 9th month. People running out the door. What? This Rabbi Fisher has this way of this change. What are you talking about? There's going to be a surgery, right? No, you don't understand. We're going to Mivaseret and we're going to spit water at each other. What? We gave you an education, son. You know how to read. You're not some heathen, crazy person. You could imagine. They were totally, but they had it out. And they came back. Rabosai, those barons, they're running to Dayan Fisher. That's called taking away the busha, Rabosai. There's a busha in all this. This is real. Anyone who's not understanding this nakuda, the frustration that people think we're nuts, doesn't understand what gullus is. There's a real pain here. Personal pain. A personal pain that you can't just go, I told you so. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. And Esther Hamalka had a situation which perhaps this is, to me, the most emotional, if I could say, I don't know that much from Tanakh, but probably to me, in my little understanding of things, the most emotional line in all of Tanakh. Esther Amalka, who's represented by David HaMelech's Tehillim here in Kapitel Chaf Beis, Ayelas HaShachar, she says the following things. Kaylee, Kaylee! Kaylee, Kaylee, my God, Lama Azavtani, you've totally abandoned me. Rachaik mi Yeshuasi, I'm so far from my Yeshua. Dibre Shagasi, and my screaming to you is going unanswered. What does Kaylee, Kaylee mean? You know what Kaylee, Kaylee means? It's much more painful when you know what it means. It doesn't just mean my God. Rashi in Parshas Beshalach tells us, Rashi brings that you know what we know the word kale means lashon chesed. Chesed. How do we know? From Esther over here. Kaylee, Kaylee. Lama Zavtani. Rashi says, the word kale means Hashem, you're a Baal Chesed. How does he know it? Rashi brings this pasuk. How does Rashi see it over here? You know what she's saying to him? Esther Amalka saying, Hashem, you're supposed to be a Baal Chesed. You're supposed to be a Baal Chesed. Where are you? Everybody feels like we're lost. We just had the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. We have no clue where you are. Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Zavtani. Can you imagine such a situation? Divrei Shagasi, what is a Shaga? It's a roar! Arya Yishag, Milara, a roar! You know when you're like in a place, you go, hello, hello, anyone, ha, ha, ha? You're in the middle of the fire, you feel like no one's there? This was Esther Amalka. This is what was going on before the party, Rabosai of Purim. This was the situation of Klal Yisrael. Tremendous busha. Tremendous feeling of Agmas Nefesh. A shaga, a screaming, Hashem, you're a Baal Chesed. There's no greater Baal Chesed than you. Everything about you is this, and we're at a loss. Where in the world are you? This is called Ayelas HaShachar. This is what Esther Amalka was going through. And Lamaisa, we daven for this, Rav Osai. There are different ways you can understand. In Al HaTzadikim, we say the following thing. We say, V'lo nevoish, ki b'cha b'tachnu. Right? What are we saying? We've been saying this for quite a long time. Well, I don't know. Right? It's been a while. Why do we say this 3 times a day? We say, Hashem, V'lo nevoish, we shouldn't be embarrassed, ki b'cha b'tachnu. The simple pshat is the following. Simple pshat. Let's go simple, and then we'll go deeper. V'lo nevoish, Hashem, we shouldn't be embarrassed. What's the issue of embarrassment? Embarrassment is always being embarrassed from lacking something. From lacking something, right? Like we say in benching, lo lidei matnas basar v'dam, we don't want presents. Lo lidei halvasim ki miyadcha amleya psucha kadosh v'rachava, we want you to give us things. Shalom nevosh v'lo yikam, so we won't be embarrassed, right? When you're a person who has your own means, you can afford your own things, you don't need handouts, you don't have busha. Busha comes from a lacking of something, right? Also in the Yehi Ratzon for a Baal Bayis, when you come to someone's house, right, Dina de Gemara is Yehi Ratzon Shelo Yevaish Baal Bayis Balamazeh. He shouldn't be embarrassed. Best bracha you can give someone when you come to eat at their house. You should always be a giver. I come here as a guest. I want you to never feel embarrassed in this world. I want you to always be a giver. So If we go that way, which is the simple pshat, many, many mefarshim explain this way, v'lo nevosh, don't let us be embarrassed in olam hazeh. Why? In the schus of our bitachon. In the schus that we count on you, Hashem, don't let us be embarrassed. But now here, very, very strong, and this would really improve Shmona Esrei, if somebody would have this kavana. A little bit Esther-dick. V'lo nevosh, says the parish of Iyunat Tvila. It took me a while. This was my own pshat. I finally had to do research. In the Eitzris HaTvila, V'lo nevosh, don't let us be embarrassed. Kibucha b'taknu. Don't let us be embarrassed because we believe in you. Hashem, don't make it that we keep saying that you're coming and that you're going to take care of us and that that's going to be our embarrassment when people say, this guy's off his rocker. I don't know. He's been here. He's been waiting and waiting his whole life. I don't know what the man's talking. Crazy. That busha, v'lo nevosh, kibucha b'taknu. Don't let us have a busha from our bitachon. Our bitachon shouldn't be a source of busha. And l'maisa, the Sefer HaMinhagos, which is a Rishon, it's brought in the Sefer Tefillah Moshe, Shita Mekubetzes on Tefillah. And the Siddur Rokeach say that Alat Tzadikim is going on when you say V'tein Sachar Tov L'chol Abotchem B'Shimcha B'Yemes. When you say that they should get Schar, where are you talking about? Do we ever think about this? Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba? You're davening for a Tzadik's Olam Haba? He needs you to daven for his Olam Haba? So, something to think about. I'm not saying yes, not saying no. But says the Siddur Rokeach, a Rishon, he says that no, it's going on at Tzadik's Olam Hazeh, of course. They don't need you for their Olam Haba. We want that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we want that basically it should work out that everything in his life should show what's chashuv in the world. Yeah, a stretch limo, you know, like 20 limousines going down, closing down the highway when it comes. That's what we want. We want that a tein sachar toiv l'chol aboyz chamashim l'ez al tzadikim al chasidim. We want the good should be for the good. We want things to work out over here. We want to be able to see Yad Hashem. We want to be able to see that it's kedai to do mitzvahs. V'loi nevosh kibucha b'taknu. And it shouldn't be a source of busha to us, our bitachon. And the Vilna Gaon says an amazing thing. He says, what is the bracha mishon u'mivtach l'tzadikim? That Hashem should be a leaning post for us. Where do we need a leaning post? A mishon is a leaning post. A mishon u'mivtach l'tzadikim. Where do we need a leaning post? You know where he says? He says in Galus. In Galus. In Galus, you need a leaning post. You need a place to go, whew, I need to just rethink things and just, you know, I need chizuk. Says the Gaon, what chizuk are you going to get? He says, when you daven in Alat Tzadikim, you know what you're asking for? When Mordechai was on the sus and Haman HaRasha was busy taking him around. Do you know what that was for Klal Yisrael? Guys, that was before the story, the tides turned. That was before the Hatzalah. This was just the beginning. This was like seemed like just a practical joke. Like, wow, this is so weird. Here's Haman. He's the bad guy. And he's coming, taking Mordechai around. And the Medrash says, Mordechai milked this for everything it was. He stepped on Haman and he, you know, mamish, everything. Total bizyanis to Haman. What was this? Says the Vilna Gaon. That was a leaning post in a dark abyss. A chizuk. That things are the way they should be. That there's a plan over here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moving things in a direction. And the Gaon says we're davening that ultimately, before Yemais HaMashiach, Hashem should do the same thing. Hashem should take the biggest Rasha, and he should take Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman all around, and chauffeur him around, and you know, say, this is what what's done for Misha HaMelech Chafetz B'Yikarei. That type of Giloy, that type of Metzias. And in Esther Rabbah, it says that when the Talmidim of Mordechai saw this, Mordechai gets on there, it says the Medrash Rabbah, Esther Rabbah, Parsha Yud, Ois Hey, he cave under Rachiv once Mordechai got on the sus. Hischil Mekalis LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he started praising Hashem. What did he say? Aroy mimcha Hashem ki dilisani. You saved me. He was praising Hashem for saving him. But what were the Talmidim saying? Says the Pasuk, the Talmidim Mahay Omrim Zamru La Hashem Chasidav. Let the Chasidim sing. When they saw Mordechai over there singing to Hashem, they said, let him sing. Why did they call him a Chasid? Says the Eitz Yosef, Mamish on the spot. He says, Mordechai doesn't hold that he's such a great person in his anava, so he's busy praising Hashem. And the Talmidim are saying, you see? He says, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things to people that look scary, but look, Rego Ba'apoy, it's only for a fleeting moment. At the end, the Chasidim are going to end up on the horse. And the Talmidim were all singing Zamru Chasidav. There was a gilui of what's supposed to be in the world. The good guy won! The good guy won in Galus, Rabosai. The good guy won. To see this with your eyes removes all the bushas in the world. Removes everything. And this is the tachlis of Purim. Lehoidia! To make known to everyone in the dark Galus. Shekol koivecha! Whoever depends on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo yevosh v'leikam lenetzach. This is not forever. There is a metzias of tikva that a person can tap in, can have a chance to see it with their own eyes. And this is Purim. This is Purim. It's very, very hard. It's a pella how Purim works. No, Purim is not a yontif. Purim is a day where you can drive, you can do whatever you want. But Purim is a day where you have to get drunk sometimes. Right? You have to get drunk. You have to get into a different zone. Because it doesn't work. You just look outside and you see what's going on. You don't feel like it's happening. What does it mean, Adilo Yada, Bein Arur Haman Ubaruch Mordechai? What it means is to get rid of that problem that there are bad guys and the bad guys and good guys. Just forget about that. It's just Borei Olam. You just keep seeing that Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai Sugya, and you didn't work it out, and it's painful. Just get rid of the Sugya. Wow. All good, right? This is the Nakuda of Purim. And this is a very real thing. All of us in our lives have feelings of busha. We have feelings of frustration. We have feelings of doubts. We have feelings like we're depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A feeling sometimes of Keli Keli. Where is Borei Olam? And he's right here. There's a haftacha for this. There's a Nakuda here. And if the problem is that we don't tap into this. We don't tap into this. Purim could be the biggest aliyah in the world, Rabosai. It could be an aliyah. That's why the tefillahs are all nana. There's so many tefillahs. I know of somebody on Purim that she reached a particular painful point in Shiduchim, and she reached a darga of tefillah that she never reached. A week later, she found her chasen. This was after many years. Purim is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's on me. He says, I don't want you to feel embarrassed from being boiteach bi. I want you to get chizuk. I want you to understand what's going on. But there's a big, big yetzahara to miss this whole thing, to miss it. Because it's a yontiv of galus, so sometimes the yetzahara gets you to feel like galus. Why do you wear costumes on Purim? Right? Why do you wear costumes on Purim? So, of course, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, because Purim is, things are not what they seem, right? Things are not what they seem. So it is, yeah, it's very funny when you see a yeshiva bacher who looks like a schwarze, sees a yeshiva bacher that looks like a schwarze today. There's a big zach to this. And it's a chashva zach. And there are all sorts of interesting in Yanim and Halacha here, that there are heterim that don't exist usually. But sometimes, and I find this very often, unfortunately, the costumes are not being megala the joke of Purim. They're not. Because the whole joke of Purim is that on the outside there's something crazy, and on the inside there's a very holy neshama. A lot of times you'll see, you can watch, based on what people choose as their costumes, that really there's something rotten inside, and they've been waiting to show their inside. They've been waiting all year to wear pink tights. They've been waiting because they're a pink tights guy, and they just were embarrassed to show it. They don't want to go. You can't learn a tosis with pink tights. It just doesn't go. They've been waiting for these pink tights, and you see it keseder, the rotten insides. It's not the giloy of the costumes are a dover kaddish, but a lot of times it's a pnim that was ra, that was raining to just bust out. That's not pnimius. That's building your chitzenius. I'm not telling you what to do. I had to get one of these, tishrakels, because one Purim I got caught on a fire hydrant, and my entire Shabbos just. And then I came home to my wife. She's like, "What'd you do to yourself?" I'm like, "I have no clue what I did to it. It's kafaldik. All the tikkunim atzumim that I've done with this." She's like, "You're wearing your weekday suit from now on." Okay, fine. But I'm just telling you. I'm not telling you to do this. I just want you to know that this exists. Not that you should do it. Don't misunderstand me. There's nothing like a Purim with Shabbos clothes on. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm just telling you, the wave of Kedusha that you can get with Shabbos clothes on a Yontif is awesome. It's not Halloween. It is nice to see how many colors you can, paint your nails and all these things, but you'll never get it. Purim is a day that has to be taken care of, Rabosai. It has keichas hatfila. You want to be there? Another thing, the Megillah is a way of seeing how Hashem took us from Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. Took us from the small, we say a tune of Eicha. If you're living with it, like the Yisod Nesher Shavoda says, you're living in Eicha at that part of the Megillah. You're sort of building yourself up for the crescendo. And you find the way people deal with the Megillah. Okay, I'm asking, it's fun. Believe me, I know I'd have fun on Purim. No one who's ever been in my house on Purim has not had a blast. Guys, Maskim?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Whoever's not Maskim wasn't there, or was too drunk to know. They threw up in my bathtub. But to make explosions during Megillah, and to take speakers and override the Baal Koreh, you're missing the Yontif. You're just missing it. It's not Purim. It's very painful for me. I really don't like coming here on Purim. I actually can't stand it, to be honest. It's part of my job. I come here with my son, and this is how he knows what Purim is. It's very painful for me. Purim is a day to be misboinein in the Megillah. All the different dimensions of what's going on. Maybe you never read it, or maybe you can't. So work on it. You have time. We're starting here at Rosh Chodesh. But there's so much more to Yiddishkeit. This day is like, it's another dimension, Rabbi Yisai. And of course, when there's a Haman, you get into it, v'chulei. I'm not saying to be a deadbeat, but we're missing it. Sometimes we really, really are coming into Halloween, and we're missing the Nakuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a nation that was totally out after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and showed us something that was beyond. And it will happen again, Be'ezras Hashem. It will happen Bekarav. And Purim is about that chizuk. It's about knowing that your tefillahs are answered. Like the Rambam writes, in the Minyan HaKotzer, he says the whole tachlis is lohoidia. Briskerov's medayik, the same lohoidia. The whole tachlis of the Megillah is to megala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karev to his am. He listens to their tefillahs. That's what Purim's about. And a person who taps into this sees a whole different story. Every part of this, every single dimension of this is hashgacha. I just found something new. In the Asher Haini, I decided to look at it. Years and years I thought one way, and now I moved it to a different thing. It says in the Asher Haini something that's very strange, but it sounds like a good musav art. What was the problem with Haman? V'lo zachar rachamei shol, ki mechem loso alagag noilad oif. What was the problem with Haman? He didn't remember that Shaul didn't kill the king of Amalek, and because of that, now Haman's alive. He's an Amaleki. So you see, Haman, you should have hakaras hatayv to Shaul. That's what it says, Nachshaini. For years I've been saying this vart. And deep in my heart, I thought there was something wrong with it. Now I'm finally announcing that I have very big problems with this. First of all, Shaul did a chet. He wasn't even supposed to do this. So he's supposed to have hakaras hatayv for the Avera that Shaul did. And this is the taina on, imagine saying about, I don't want to say his name, from Nazi Germany. Imagine saying that he doesn't have a car. What are you talking about? I think there's something incredibly deep here, and I want to just use this as a dimyon to seeing the darchei hashkacha. It doesn't mean that he wasn't makir toiv. It says lo yizachar rachmei shol. He didn't remember the rachmim of shol, that the chemla on Agag noilad oiv created an enemy. You know what this means? Haman, your whole world is about keli azav tani. Is about people who are lost. The word Nezav in Rashi says, Al HaTorah, is someone who has no bread to eat. He's totally abandoned. You hold the Klal Yisrael's lost. You feed off the random world. You say that everything's random. Let's just talk about something here. How did you get to be here? It's so interesting that you're in this story, Haman. Do you remember how you ended up here? You're a product of Averis. You're only here because Klal Yisrael has a destiny. And if Shaul would have done the right thing, then there'd be no more enemies. Since Shaul had rachamim that was not b'mekomo, his misplaced mercy, that created you. Didn't you think about the hashgach over here? And you know who your arch enemy is? Mordechai. Mordechai's been Kish. You know who this is? He's a descendant of Shaul. The Manus HaLevi, the Alshachan earlier, say that Mordechai was sent here for unfinished business to get rid of a descendant of Amalek through the neshama of Shaul. Mamish to take care of unfinished business before he had mercy. Now we're taking no prisoners, Rabosai. Why didn't you remember this, Haman? Don't you realize this world is not just a lottery? Zachar, remember that you're a product of Hashkacha Pratis. Every line in the Megillah, Rabosai, is an akuda of Hashkacha. And if you're too busy going, bah, 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 and exploding things, you're going to miss the whole thing. We should all be zeicha to have a tremendous aliyah this part.